This is the BBC Home Service. Something follows almost immediately.
They don't make things like that anymore.
What was it, Mr. Seagoon?
Me.
You mean that at one time they were mass-producing Neddy Seagoons?
Only a limited number for connoisseurs, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
You see, at that time there were only a limited number of connoisseurs.
Are you implying that there are other Ned Seagoons in existence?
Yes, but there's only one signed original.
Ah, and who owns that?
My wife. Coming, dear! I'm the master, really, you know.
Yes, I'm sure you are, dear.
Oh, stop taking the mickey. I'm the funny man. I get the laughs in this show. Watch!
Mr. Seagoon, pull your trousers up at once. This is not ITV television. This is not ITV television. Now, if you'll just shave your head and put on this bald ginger wig, you'll be ready for your part in The Great Art Mystery, The Case of the Fake Neddy Seagoon.
I'll never forget the day I met Neddy. The golden morning sunlight was bathing the Devon Hills as he made his way through a reeking slum alley off Lyle Street.
By the dustbins of Rome, where I met her. By the dustbins. Ow, ow, ow. Ah, it's an impression of a cat done by Spike Milligan. What?
Thank you. Further cat noises will follow. Thank you.
Does Percy Edwards know about this? Here! What's he? A fishbone for you, and a fishbone for me.
Listeners, the sound you are hearing is the fishbone actually passing down Mr. Seagoon's gullet on its way south. Only with the modern miracle of wireless is this possible. We now return you to the speaking end of Seagoon.
Oh, that's good. Ah, darling. Let's see what delicate morsel is in here.
Ah, go away. This rubbish is reserved for members of Rowton House.
What are you doing in this dustbin?
We're waiting for the next delivery.
I have the fishing rights for all these bins, I tell you. Out you get.
Suppressing the ballers. Take that fish.
Oh, my teeth. Oh, my teeth. You and devil of the dustbin.
Neddy, how dare you strike Moriarty in his army boot with the full force of your teeth.
What's going on here?
Nothing.
Oh, I better go then.
The part of the mysterious stranger was played by Eccles. The rest of him was played by Ravitz and Landauer.
Oh, you say enough for me, Dustin. Go on, shoo, get out of it.
Moriarty?
Yes?
I've just recognized him.
You have?
He's a Neddy Seagoon.
Oh, type O.
If he's an original Neddy Seagoon...
Yes?
He's worth a fortune.
Speak to him. Speak to him at once.
Yes, yes. And Neddy. Neddy. We owe you an apology.
Yes, Coco.
Allow me to reset your teeth free of charge.
Da!
Thank you, Neddy. Neddy, let us escort you into your rightful dustbin, lad.
Got him! Moriarty, yes. Let's go and get the car from somebody's garage and take him to an art expert for cleansing and restoring.
Oh, money! We'll make money out of him, money. The Grisby!
Curse! Trapped inside a dark, donk dustbin.
But wait. There's somebody in the dustbin with me.
He's coming over. I'll pretend I haven't seen him.
Hello.
sit up by my shackles.
How did you get in this dustbin?
I got influence. I know the man at the door.
Then you can help me get out of here.
Get out of here? Who wants to get out of a place like this? This is living. I've never had it so good. Have a fishbone. Have a fishbone, Neddy.
I've just had one. I don't feel too well. Listen.
What?
Look. Dear listeners.
Oh.
Through the bead curtains of the dustbin, I saw a large dust cart draw up outside.
Oh.
To the sound of silent bugles, two dustmen slid to the ground and rode themselves towards us.
Yeah. That's the WVS Dustbin Collection Society.
Really? What's it for?
They make parcels of rubbish up for the poor peoples of Acton.
What for?
There's people in Acton who can't afford rubbish of their own.
Even as the famous Eccles spoke.
As I spoke.
I don't wish to do this.
I don't.
Shut up, Eccles.
Shut up.
Our bit, have you done?
I've done.
Our bin was hoisted aboard the ghostly dust cart and driven away to the sound of Max Gilder.
Oh, I like that, man.
Playing an entrechat on an unloaded seagull. Next week, 50 years of song arranged for Wardrobe and Ernest Longstaff. Book your teeth early. And now we return you to a certain type of entertainment.
Behind a rosewood piano mint. Oh, dear. idea. Which rosewood piano are you behind, Henry? Which? How many rosewood pianos have we got, Miss? I'll count them, Henry. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 68, Henry. That's the one. I'm behind one of that one, Miss. Keep still, Henry. I'll get it off your... There you are, Henry. You can come out now. What's the matter, me? Yeah, you're not behind this piano, Henry. Oh, dear. You'd better find me soon, Minnie. You'd better find me soon. Oh. I'll get it, baby. Okay, Ben. I wonder how many people will recognize that impression of modern type radio show. What is it, gentlemen?
I'm sorry to interrupt you in the middle of the day, Lathick, sir, but I have a load of rubbish for you outside.
It's a music publisher, Min.
You don't understand, sir, and Morris Berman. What I mean is, we have a dustbin of selected rubbish especially for you.
You mean it's free?
Yep, not a penny piece to pay.
Oh, you mean me.
Steady, Hen. I hope you've got your binder on.
Yes.
Did he say rubbish?
Yes.
Good. Last we can look our neighbors in the face. We've got our own rubbish.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Would you just leave it in the hall here, Mr. Mann?
Yes, yes. You must excuse the mess, sir, but we've got us in. Oh, there, madam. And there's plenty more rubbish where that came from. England's getting back on its feet, I tell you. Good day to you, sir. Treasures.
Our own rubbish at last.
Oh. Henry,
yes?
Where shall we put it?
On the mantelpiece. Where people can see it.
Oh,
me.
Lovely. Henry, the rubbish bin spoke, Henry.
It's not dead yet, Min. It's still ponging.
Bing!
Pong!
Bing!
Bing! Come out from inside, you coward. Come out and fight, Minnie Bannister.
Please help him.
I've been kidnapped.
He's being kidnapped.
Shut up,
Don't you try and lie your way out of this. You're our rubbish.
Nobody move. We've got him, Great Pike.
Yes, Neddy, don't try anything funny. We want the laughs here. Now get inside that piano.
But I'm not musical.
I know, I bought your records.
Capisti, stop joking. Get inside that rosewood piano.
No, it might be infectious.
Don't you worry, I shall drive.
I was forced to postal punt into the back of the piano and driven away at breakneck speed by a driver with a broken neck.
Oh, ride faster. Can't this piano go any faster?
No, I'm out of practice. I haven't played for years.
Save! I'm saved! We've been gunned by a police piano!
Sapristi! Here comes the police saxophonist!
Moriarty, keep Seagung covered with this copy of Chopin's Nocturnes.
You devil, you know I don't know it!
Oh, don't worry.
Hello, what's going on here? Do you know you're breaking the law?
What's the charge?
Playing the piano on the wrong side of the street, fine, £5.
Well, naturally, it's a French piano.
Then the fine will be 500 francs.
Oh!
Murky.
Murky to you.
And here's an aerial photograph of receipt.
Part 3, in which Neddy is taken to an art expert to discover whether or not he's an original Seagull. Over then to the expert.
Oh! Oh, that's better. Oh. Never again, never again. Now, Abdul?
Yes, European means a type, sir.
Now, here are those export masterpieces for the Americas.
All right.
Just check this list, will
all right,
you?
All right, all right.
Original portrait of Miss Marilyn Monroe by Michelangelo.
All right, sir.
President Eisenhower by Gainsborough.
Good luck, sir. And Gainsborough by President Eisenhower.
Excellent. Good, good, good.
Good, good to you, sir.
Vincent van Gogh by Kirk Douglas, R.A. Say, what's he doing in the artillery?
Making a film, sir.
Answer the door, Abdul.
Right, sir. Coming, sir, coming. Coming, sir, coming. Coming, coming, sir. Coming, sir. Coming, sir, don't worry.
Me opening the door, sir.
I'm coming, sir. European type coming on the table. Don't worry. I'm coming, sir. Coming, sir. Coming, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you. Nervous of burglars?
Knock, knock. We want to see if this is an original Seagull or not.
What? You're going to examine me?
Only downwind. Now, as with all oil paintings like this...
What? I'm no oil painting.
I'll say you're not. We must first remove the layers of centuries of dirt and grime.
What?
Sai Lung painting.
Sai Lung,
sure.
I tell you, there's no need for this. I am the original Neddy Seagull.
Proof.
I've got the signature on my bottom left-hand corner.
Whose?
My father's.
Let me see. Fred Seagull. Yes, the signature's genuine. But wait, your bottom left-hand corner looks to me like a forgery.
But it can't be. I use my bottom left-hand corner every day.
We shall soon see. Quick, get him in this bath of turpentine.
You did.
Now, while he's soaking, let us listen to this oil painting of Ray Ellington.
I don't wish to know that.
It's the wrong time and the wrong place. Though your face is charming, it's the wrong face. It's not her face, but such a charming face that it's all right with me. It's the wrong song in the wrong style. Though your smile is lovely, it's the wrong smile. It's not her smile, but such a lovely smile. But it's all right with me. You can't know how happy I am that we met. I'm strangely attracted to you. There's someone I'm trying so hard to forget. Don't you want to forget someone too? It's the wrong game with the wrong chips. Though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not her lips, but they're such tempting lips that it's some nights you're free. Dear, it's all right. Yes, it's all right with me. The wrong time, the wrong place. The wrong face, not her face, but such a charming face that is all right with me. The wrong song, the wrong style. The wrong smile, not her smile, but such a lovely smile, but it's all right with me. You can't know how happy I am that we met. I'm strangely attracted to you. There's someone I'm trying so hard to forget. Don't you want to forget someone too? It's the wrong game with the wrong chips. Though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not her lips, but they're such tempting lips that if some nights you're free, dear, it's all right. It's all right. It's all right.
Hearing, folks, is Major Bloodnock chipping away the outer layer of the Neddy Seagoon in question.
What? Mind what you're doing down there, Bloodnock.
Shylang. Gentlemen and Moriarty.
Oh.
Yes. After extensive tests, I have removed Seagoon's outer layer.
How painful.
And guess what I found underneath?
What?
A portrait of a man in his underwear.
No!
Gentlemen, this Neddy Seagoon is a forgery.
Oh. Me? A forgery? This is a trick, a plot, a play, a trot, a play, a trot. I'm Neddy Seagoon. I'll say that again. It's a kick, a plot. I'm Neddy Seagoon.
Excuse me. May I help?
Ah, a train talker, proceed.
Thank you.
It's a trick, a plot. I'm Neddy Seagoon.
Got him.
Ah!
Well done, Gritpipes. So, Wallace the Greenslade is the original Neddy the Seagoon, overpainted with a portrait of a BBC announcer.
Yes, it'll take years to remove all those layers of greenslading.
Oh. I tell you, I am the original Neddy Seagoon.
Nonsense, you're only a head and shoulders.
I'm a full-length portrait.
No man your size could be a full-length.
I was 6'3" when I was young, but I was struck by a lift.
Wait a minute. That may have gone well at the Palladium, but listen to me. Explain to me, Neddy. If you are an original Neddy Seagoon, why are you such a funny shape?
I was done by Picasso.
Oh.
Bloodnock, we are taking Greenslade to the only man who can tell us whether he's an original Greenslade or a fake Seagoon.
Who's that?
John Snagg. We are back.
Well?
The Greenslade was a fake. After we removed the layers of Greenslade, look what we found underneath.
Hello, Captain.
Good heavens, a genuine blue bottle by El Greco.
Yes, Jim El Greco of Finchley. I'm going to be hung in the National Gallery.
Splendid. I must get tickets. So you were the person behind Greenslade?
Yes, I was the brains. I was just using his large type front and posh type talking act to work my way to a position of importance in the BBC.
Silly lad, there are no positions of importance in the BBC.
I agree. Now, Sapristi, the question is, where?
Oh,
where is the original Neddy Seagoon?
My auntie's got an original Neddy Seagoon.
Oh. I've got to go. Listen. Little friend of man. Little nice cardboard mate.
Oui.
If I give you this quarter of Dolly Mixtures, would you show me this original?
Oh. Dolly Mixtures. Thanks. With that quarter of Dolly Mixture, I can show him the original thing.
Oh.
Follow me.
Oh. Oi.
Hot two.
Good evening, madam. We understand you have an original.
Come in, will you?
Hello, Auntie. Hello, Auntie Min.
It's a young bottle. Why aren't you at school, bottle?
It's broken up for winter. They're using it as firewood.
Oh, I love those old Eternian customs.
Yes, yes,
I passed
them
many a time.
Yes. Could we inspect the original?
I don't know where Henry. He's behind the rosewood piano, you know. He's been there 18 years. He must need a shave, Mother.
Never mind that. I know where it is. It's in his dustbin.
Oh, hello.
Idiot isn't an original Seagoon.
This idiot had the famous echoes.
Wait a moment, I recognize that symphony.
Well,
quick, get behind this X-ray screen.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Just as I thought.
What?
He's had a plate of porridge for breakfast.
Feed lion. How do you know?
I can see the plate. Quick. Check him in this bath of turpentine.
Get him in.
Just as I thought, the Eccles has washed away, revealing an original Neddy Seagoon by Elder the Bruegel.
Rubbish! That man is not an original Seagoon!
I'll have you know I am!
What?
Please don't do that full face.
I can prove I'm the original Seagoon. Listen! Mike!
Let that be a lesson to you, you imposter!
Stand side by side. Now, listeners, dear listeners, take a good look and decide which one you think is the genuine Neddy Seagoon. The end follows almost immediately. Good night. I don't know how we get away with it.
I know.
That was The Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, and Spike Milligan, with the Rillingen Quartet, Max Geldray, and the orchestra conducted by Wally Stoss. Script by Spike Milligan and Larry Stevens. Announcer Wallace Greenslade. The program produced by Pat Dixon.